move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mama, we on. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as The Spike on the Mic. And we are here at our Palushes Studios at 4215 West Hillsboro Avenue. This is where the magic is made. This is where we do things not seen on TV or radio or in your house. This is what we do to entertain you. The time is 7:01. It's October 7th, 2009, and we are here. Oh, 2019. I'm sorry, they moved it. So I'm glad I'm here. See, this is why I can't do this by myself. This is why I am not here alone. So let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision, I mean, he's straight in front of me. He is a man. He's been homeschooled and he has a boat, which is why we like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I am sticking with great and unmatched wisdom.
Unmasked or matched?
Unmatched wisdom.
So that means that my wisdom and your wisdom will never be equal?
Nobody can match it. It's unmatched.
All the wisdom in the world? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well, great. That's interesting. Well, once we get the rest of the crew going, we will try to match some wizards or wisdoms. The man's putting the sounds go through your eardrums and making the sound go boom, ba boom, boom, ba boom. He is the man. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a whistleblower. It's sort of like a foreshadowing. Foreshadowing.
I don't know if that's right. How about snatching the thunder under the feet down under?
No, did I say that? That I was...
No, you did not say that.
No.
All right. Okay, well, you guys are wondering. In case you're wondering, yes, there's one reason we're here, and we're here because of one reason.
And that's so wrong.
This is the man we like to call the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm the whistleblower.
See? Now, I didn't snatch that away from him.
Right. He's still
the whistleblower.
He still got joy in that.
I'm sticking like a whistleblower.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am the whistleblower.
So you really want to out yourself like that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll leave that at that. Maybe we'll get back to it.
Oh, we'll get back to it.
We'll definitely get back to it. All right, so now let's round out this cast of crew and characters. This is the man who's also very know-it-all. We like to call him Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Steve's lips to Spike's ass.
Yes. Nice. I like that. Yes.
Well, at least it's to my ass. It is. Not a whistle.
Yeah. He's not a whistleblower.
That's not a whistle.
Yeah, really. Oh, well. Voice of Reason, don't worry about it. You know, they hate us because they ain't us.
What? Ain't us?
Ain't us?
Yeah.
No, you mean ain't us.
Oh, yeah.
Us.
Yeah, they hate us because
we're an anus.
But y'all don't... See, that's why I took a word and I played with it. It's called a play on words.
I know, and you made a fool of yourself.
No, you know, listen.
I would say that Schmott spoke that like a stable genius.
Okay. Let me get back to my...
That's going back to Clark's opening statement.
Unmatched witness?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
We're actually in the
unmatched wisdom.
Yeah,
we're actually in the perfect place for Spike, where he says words don't matter. There's a sign at the front door that says, "Give a hoot, donate to breast cancer."
Yeah.
I'm not sure breast cancer needs any help.
They don't want no hoots. Wait a minute. Oh, I get it. See, that was a play on words.
Yeah.
Hoots is in the street.
That's not
vernacular.
The point, though, but okay.
No, that isn't the point. It's donating to breast cancer. That would be like, you know, helping breast cancer out.
Oh, so they got it wrong.
Kind of. Yeah. Donate to fight breast cancer might be better.
Oh. Okay, so back to me.
Oh, back to you.
I was stopped by somebody on the street the other day.
You were?
Who had a clipboard, and he said,
"Are you the whistleblower?"
No, he said, "Would you like to help help fight cancer, or help science fight cancer?" And I said, "Well, yeah, but I don't think we're going to get much done."
Why not?
Yeah.
"Oh, have you got a couple of minutes to help fight cancer?"
Oh, see, you left that out. You ruined your own story.
Oh, the own ba-dump.
Yeah.
Stuck with the whistleblower bit.
Yes.
Okay, so let me clarify this. They hate us because they ain't us.
Yeah. Got it the first time.
Yeah.
You get it? I'm calling y'all anuses.
No, because they ain't us. They hate us because they ain't us.
Okay, forget they hate us part. Just listen to me, Sway. They ain't us.
I know.
They're asses.
I know you're saying it.
Oh, they ain't us.
They're asses.
Yeah.
They hate us because they Asian. That's racist.
Yeah. That is.
No, they hate us because they ain't us. They add us. They asses.
Yeah.
All right. Assess us?
Mm-hmm. Well, we might go ahead and continue on with this award-deserving show. So.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and tell the three reasons we're here. We're here for three reasons, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
that's not what we do.
Of course. Do they sound like three reasons to you?
No.
No, those three words.
We discuss.
What am I missing?
There are three.
Everything.
So much.
There are three topics or three divisions of thought that we are here to discuss.
We talk about three things.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
Okay. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we here. We talk about three things. The past, the present, and the future. Yes, I always get my weekly groove on. We talk about the past, the present, and the future, and that's why we're here, because we do this for you. But and also keeping with housekeeping, we're going to go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay. Let's do that. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, I'll just throw this out there.
There is terrible news.
Oh, no. Alan Kowicki didn't do it?
Alan Kowicki is dead.
Oh.
But that's not the terrible news.
That's terrible news, isn't it? Jeez.
No.
That was news about 25 years ago.
Yeah, it was terrible news then. Chase Elliott.
That's the man.
His car blowed up.
I mean,
just blowed up.
It caused a fire? Counted
no,
a fire?
No, there was no fire, but, you know, just suddenly it didn't work anymore.
Mm.
And he actually dropped out of the race.
Which means...
So he has a DNF.
Oh, man, we hungry. That means no free fried pickles. Well, that's okay. Participating Hooters will still provide you with free fried pickles.
No, if you pay for them.
If you buy them, yes. Yeah, exactly.
All you can eat for all you can pay.
That's what it is. And also, keeping in with housekeeping, we are a caller-driven show, so you can always give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Caller-driven show?
Caller.
Oh, caller.
We are a caller-driven show. Yeah. Give us a call at 813-699-3900 and be part of this magic.
Yeah. You know, last week...
What's happened?
We had three calls, and they were all good.
Three or four calls? Yeah. It was an award-deserving episode.
Really? You should have been listening last week.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would just turn us off this week.
Yeah, and just go straight to next week.
Yeah.
Because the next week is going to be awesome with a guard.
Yeah, but next week we'll let you know if this week was any good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this way you'll always be behind.
Yeah. Also, what I would want to try to incorporate is little nuggets of knowledge.
Oh, nice. You little even said nuggets it correctly.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So did you guys know that 180 years ago.
Yes.
That it was
not that long.
It was childish to say cheese when taking a picture. So
really?
A photographer decided that we should say, everyone should say the word prunes to say to take pictures. So no,
you wouldn't have a good face if you said prunes.
Right. Back in 1840, a big cheesy grin was considered childish. So a London photographer told everybody to say the word prune so they can get the fish puckering mouth.
Why not tell everybody just shut up
smile.
And hold still?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess I want to clarify that. It was the first fish face prune selfie. You know, like now we take selfies. Women do that little,
yeah, that
little
fish
fishy face thing. Yeah. So the photographer
Are they saying prune?
Back in 1840, they were saying
none of the
prune.
People in those old pictures ever smile. They always look very dour.
Stern.
Yeah, especially the Costanza people.
Costanza?
You know, the people in the milk carton. It was a milk carton with the Costanzas.
Gustafson Farms?
Yeah, Gustafson's.
I think that's like early 20th century. And, but
hold on a second.
Yeah, they also didn't smile, though. You're right.
But they had, is that the same milk carton? I know this is not part of show prep. They had the mom and pop or the guy standing with a pitchfork.
Gustafson.
No, that's different.
It's Gustafson.
Oh.
That's their names. Gustafson.
Okay, who was the milk carton we had to... Or the picture had the old...
That's a classic painting by Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
Called American Gothic.
Yeah. It's not Jackson Pollock, though.
Hold on a second. This guy was not on the milk carton?
James Fenimore Cooper, I think it was.
It was never on a milk carton.
Aldous Huxley, I think. Yeah.
Here's an interesting fact.
What's that?
There are more pictures taken in 1 second now than there were in the entire 1840s.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's nice.
Because of all 10 years
of the 1840s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cell phones and surveillance
Well, you had to get
cameras.
Everybody to come out of the bank building and stand awkwardly, and then the guy had to put a hood over his head and have a thing that caught on fire. And
Yeah,
and then if you messed it up, well, nobody wants to wait around all day and set that all up again.
Pictures were serious business back then.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry. This is bothering me, the old couple with the pitchforks standing there. There's a man and a woman, and they wasn't smiling.
It has nothing to do with the milk container, though.
By James Whitmore Cooper.
No. No.
No? Oh, yes. Okay, so it is the American Gothic. Somebody said that?
Yes. We knew that.
Oh.
We just, none of us got the name of the painter correct.
Okay, so anyway, that's a famous picture. I thought it was on a milk carton.
What's the name of the painter?
Oh, you want me to read all this?
Not just, probably only have to read a
just
little.
Just name.
It's Mona Lisa.
No.
No.
Barbara Haskell?
No.
See, it's too much reading.
All right.
Let's go ahead. Who's
Barbara Haskell?
I don't know. The name's in here. Curator. Barbara Haskell tells the Post.
Curators aren't painters.
Yeah.
Oh. How about Grant Wood?
That's it. Grant Woods.
All right. So let's go ahead and do some... award-deserving show.
Well, here we go again on the Spike and the Mike Show. The topic.
I'm never
gonna mumble announce tonight.
Oh, this is mumble now.
There's mumble rappers. I want to be a mumble announcer.
Nice.
Oh yeah, well, they're making it big out there.
Yeah, yeah.
This show might be heavily bartended or bar related.
Okay.
All right, I'd like to call this topic here. This really makes a 2 turn into a 10.
This really makes a 2 turn into a 10.
Right.
Multiply it by 5.
Or add 8. Next topic.
Damn, I ain't done that. In case you guys are wondering, we have no guests. It's just the meat and potatoes here doing the show tonight.
You don't think of us as guests anymore?
No, you guys are what? Illegal riffraff in the
shipping
containers, right? Yes, sir.
Read my hat. In a bucket.
Read my hat.
Now, talk the alcohol.
Spots, read my hat.
It's all bent up. The Simpsons.
What is it, a mustard stain?
It does look like...
It looks like a word?
To alcohol.
Oh, God. Why you do this? What's
cause
happening?
Cause of and solution to all of life.
Problems. What? You want...
Problems. Okay.
Problems.
Oh, that did it. All right, so...
Yeah. It's a picture of Homer Simpson saying, to alcohol, the cause and solution to all of life's problems.
Mm. All right, well...
You know what's interesting is that he has that quote.
Yeah.
He has a what?
He has the quote ready to go. I mean, he knows it. It's not like he's looking at his own forehead.
Yeah, and it doesn't pertain to the topic.
That's or anything.
He said it was bar-related, and he also said, how do you turn a 10 into a 2 into a 10?
See, this is why we're here.
What about anal
fissures? It's very on topic.
What about anal
fissures? Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be? Is that why alcohol? I mean, I would think that an anal fissure would still be a problem.
Yeah.
What's wrong with anal?
And it would burn with alcohol.
What's wrong with fissures in your anal?
They use very sharp hooks.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back to really.
How to turn a 2 into a 10.
Takes into a 10. There's been a study, and you know how I love doing studies.
Oh, I know. Was this by the University of College?
Yeah. Actually, this is by the University of Pennsylvania and Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah,
at both. The same time.
Yeah, this was a study done in the academic journal.
You don't just get to say University of and then just throw a couple locations after it and be legitimate.
Well, it was in an academic journal.
I think those are both universities.
There's no Pennsylvania Buffalo.
And Buffalo. You put and in front of it.
Oh, and Buffalo.
And Buffalo.
Yeah. The academic.
So Pennsylvania called Buffalo up and said, hey, what are you guys doing?
We're doing a study.
Yeah.
We're doing
a study. Yeah.
Yeah, really. We should do it too.
And they put
Can we go in with your group so we all get an A?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. They did an academic. They published this in the Academic Journal of Evolutionary Psychological Study. Evolutionary Psychology.
Oh, okay.
You heard of this study?
Evoluntary. Nope. Yes.
Evoluntary.
Yes.
What is that called?
Evolutionary.
Evolutionary. And I knew I was going to mess this up. Evolutionary psychology.
Why didn't you practice?
Yeah. So they did a study that said, and I'm almost agreeing with them, that binge drinking helps men woo women by providing that they are healthy and strong.
Oh, so it's a good display. Like a woman sees you binge drinking, she's like, oh, he's a hunter-gatherer.
Hot mama.
I want that in my life.
Yes.
Ooh, look at that guy projectile vomiting.
Nothing like a man when he's drunk.
He doesn't have to do that, but it's just saying, so you guys, you can't poo-poo on this study by the University of Philadelphia.
We never would.
Pretty much.
And Buffalo. They noted that binge drinking provides information about the characteristics of the person that the mate observes, and they understand that this guy could be a healthy and strong provider, and it demonstrates their worth.
If he only didn't binge drink.
Yeah, and any coincidence that the two universities you cited that were part of this study were both Philadelphia and Buffalo?
Buffalo,
it was Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Penn, which is in Philly.
Oh.
Yeah, and Buffalo, which is, I guess, Buffalo.
I don't argue with science.
Well, I know, but you know what? When you think of binge drinking, you think of a couple of cities. I think Philly and Buffalo were right there at the top of the list.
Is Penn State in Philadelphia?
No, Penn State's college.
It's in Pittsburgh, right?
Penn State's in the mountains in the south central Philadelphia.
All that said and done, are you guys going against this study that says, noted that binge drinking provides information about the characteristics of the drinker? No. That would be useful when evaluating the worth in a mate.
No. If you're really drunk, people can learn a lot about.
But that's not what I got. Yeah, I didn't gather. I think it is information, but you said it was something that women were attracted to.
It woos women by providing.
Women see a guy putting them back and goes, "Oh, that's the guy."
That
for me?
Guy, yeah. It, you know, even though they say that it is a costly and expensive way to woo a woman, but it does provide. It does.
It's also
provide,
dangerous.
Oh, it's dangerous.
Yeah. There's health risks.
There's a cheap way to woo a woman.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Do they like it when they when you get behind the wheel after wooing them?
If you're in the car with them, yeah. You know, you're taking
a lasso. Lasso. It's fairly inexpensive.
I tend to agree with this study.
No,
but
why?
Because it turns a 2 into a 10.
Yeah, but how does that help the woman evaluate the man?
Yeah.
That helps the man evaluate the woman on a higher level.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you really think it's more so the booze, or is it more so the money buying the booze that turns the two into a 10?
Are they drinking together?
The answer is blowing in the wind. I'm sorry. The answer, my friend, is when those two get together.
Yeah.
So she may say, I never thought that I would date a guy like you. And he would have the courage to go up there and convince this 10 that I'm the guy for you. So I don't know whether it was the alcohol or it was just the courage.
And there's a lot more tens out there.
Were you drunk when you wrote this headline?
Aren't those two words that mean the same thing, alcohol and courage?
No. But the only thing about this study that I disagree with is that binge drinking is defined as the consumption of 4 or more alcoholic drinks for a woman and 5 drinks for a man in a single occasion.
Oh, I'd have to disagree with that.
Yeah, that's the only part that I think that the study...
Yeah, how long is the occasion?
The study is lacking. It's a single one.
I don't
like
know.
Like, a whole day, 5 beers. I wouldn't consider that binge drinking.
And I don't know if I'd like to drink enough.
My wife does.
Yeah, I don't think 5 beers is enough to turn a 2 into 10. Maybe a 6 into a 10. But a 2 into a 4.
Yeah.
You know, I could double it.
You know that. You know these people from the University of Pennsylvania and Buffalo. They're scientists. Yeah, They've done studies, and you legal riffraffs.
Right.
Are just,
we've done studies too.
Yeah. We're doing a study right now.
Yeah.
Maybe report would be better dissected by a group of guys who actually have shots at tens.
That deserves a ding. Damn. Yeah. That deserves a ding. All right.
Awful.
I think we need to create a University of Spike on the mic, and we're doing a study right now.
That's what we should do, a study, and we need get some grants.
Oh, sweet. Can I wear a cap and gown all the time?
Ooh, we could be...
No one ever graduates from here, so no.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, that guy didn't kill himself. He's walking back. Just a little outside note. If you were here for the happy hour earlier, you'd know.
A little earlier, we thought a guy was just going to walk out into
kill
traffic.
Himself. All right, well, listen.
I got my camera ready just in case.
I am going to agree with the study other than the amount of alcohol or drinks in a session. Other than that, I think that binge drinking does.
Why is it this study you do when I know you've cited the reason to agree with the study is because it's done by a university.
I know, yeah.
And yet how many times every show we have something and yet you go, no, I disagree with it. But why this one?
No, I love studies. You guys are always the ones that poo-poo on studies. Like when I did one from the University of Colleges, you guys just thought that was just totally wrong. I don't remember what the study was, but I know.
You don't need to.
You have to drink 6 beers in an hour for it to be binge drinking. Like one every 10 minutes.
See,
that's
I define binge drinking as just drinking
like
all
show.
The time.
This show would amount to
binge drinking. Yeah, this show's totally binge drinking.
Totally. Oh, so now we're impressing the women.
I guess.
All right.
That's why they're lining up.
That's why they're here. Woo-hoo.
I would say that moderate drinking has marriages last longer. Helps marriages last longer.
Really, you think?
Yeah. I think not binge drinking, but moderate.
No, I think so you only drink really slammed drunk is the only thing.
So you thinking 4 beers is good is moderate then, right?
Well, maybe 4 to 6.
Up 4 to 10.
Yeah.
But how are you going to turn that 2 into a 10? If you moderately
4 and 6 is 10.
Mm. Yep.
Damn. I didn't know there was going to be math.
You know there were 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie.
Yeah. Wait, what?
What, Steve? What happens? What if you've had 4 beers and now the 5th beer is on its way? Right. How do you open it?
Oh, that's a good question.
You want the answer?
I've always wondered about that.
Bitch better have it open by the time she brings it to you.
What?
Man. Like she did the first 4?
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
She knows what good's for her, you know?
Yeah.
I'll knock her from
obviously, he's been binge drinking. If he comes up with that answer.
Just slap her around. That's the way to get what you want. Smack her around.
They like that, too.
So
if
we had any XX chromosomes on the show tonight, I would have asked them, does binge drinking woo you?
Yeah, you should have saved this topic.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what.
Next week we're scheduled to have the lovely, talented Tiffany.
We've done topics over.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, so I'll tend to
forget. You did one topic like 3 weeks in a row. Yeah.
I think if Tiffany's going to be
that's because it was good.
She'll surely say that would attract her. She's
a woman, right?
She's a partier.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, then study on. I support the study.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the next topic.
Oh, yes.
Dude, you don't know mumble rap is big.
That's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I did a show last Friday with
Kids love it.
Tampa Tony, and he was saying, well, actually, he don't like mumble rap, so never mind. I forget what I'm saying.
No, but the kids love it, though.
Love it.
The old school hip-hoppers don't care for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too traditional.
I just got an alert on my watch. Flu season is here.
Got my shot.
Whoa, is it going to come by this way?
It might.
It may be. Hope it's stuck on the interstate. You know, a lot of it is here. It's in the city limits. All right, I'd like to call this topic here.
Yes.
We all dead if this catches on.
We all dead if this catches on.
All right. You guys know where St. Louis is, right?
Yes.
St.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Well, there's two St. Louises, right?
No, I'm going
where
with
the
going
big
to,
one.
I'm
the
going
important
to just,
one.
The, just the one
St. Louis, Missouri, yes.
Okay.
There's East St. Louis, too. Yeah. East St. Louis.
Yeah. Bar owner Michael Butler. He serves as the city recorder of deeds.
Okay.
I don't know they had one of those dang things. Right. You know?
That's got to do with real estate or things that people
licenses,
do for one another.
Yeah. He's like rubber stamping licenses, that type of thing.
So you go to the city and you need a deed for a shooting license.
Yeah.
Not shooting license, hunting license.
That's not a deed. No, a deed is
it's
for
like
ownership.
Like you help somebody do something?
No, it's ownership.
Real estate.
It's a real estate. Yes.
Yeah. But a deed, no good deed goes unpunished.
That one is true, too.
Mm.
Yeah, there are those other kinds
of
deeds.
So, anyway, while he was running for office to be the city deed correlator, he came up with, he had fundraisers where he did this. He would say, you can come in here, you pay X amount of money, $10 to get into my fundraiser, and you get an hour worth of premium drinks.
Premium?
Premium.
Oh, premium.
Ooh. Yeah, $20, you get an hour worth of top shelf drinks. So once he became the deed guy, he proposed and changing this law that says that now St. Louis bars are not going to charge by the drink, but they're going to charge by the hour. In other words,
bad idea.
You go to the bar and
I can drink a lot in an hour.
That's good for binge drinking.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
good for wooing women, huh?
Exactly.
A lot of babies going to be born there.
Yeah.
Now, I am a little torn on how I think about this. I mean, there's the open bar concept is if all bars and restaurants decide to charge admissions to come into their establishment in order to drink. So if we were at this great establishment called the Hooters, and they say you can stay here as long as you want, but you just have to pay to come in here and you get drinks for you pay by the hour.
Yeah.
Now, how do you guys feel about that?
It depends on the price. You know, if I think, for instance, I can drink more than $10 worth of beer and it's $10 an hour, then I'm going.
You're going to go going all the time. Smiles?
Yeah. I'll be chugging.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, price is important. And it's, you know, what the top shelf. I mean, let's say I said, yes, you're here for top shelf, $35 for the hour. You in, you out?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
But okay,
isn't bottom shelf the same ingredient?
Kinda.
It doesn't have the label.
Kinda.
It just don't have the same label on it.
It's called, you know, like Joe's vodka.
No, I'm out.
Instead of
if bottom shelf is like $5 less, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to ruin any potential sponsors. Otherwise, I'd cite names. But let's just use. All right. For example,
rhymes with.
Well, no. We'll use it because they have three multiple brands. So, like, the single barrel Jack Daniels would be your top shelf, where Jack Daniels would be
Single barrel Jack Daniels?
Single barrel, yeah.
And there's a double barrel?
And a Gentleman Jack. Gentleman Jack is your mid-grade, your premium.
Wow.
And top shelf. So, there are three things easily that you can access with Jack Daniels. You can always get more if you go to the jackdaniels.com website, I'm sure.
Right.
But, yes.
We all love Jack Daniels, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack Daniels is awesome.
Does this mean I have to record a new promo?
Yeah, it's soon, coming soon. Voice of Reason, what's your belief or concept on this?
Well, if it was Jack Daniels, I'm thinking I might pay $50 an hour for Jack Daniels.
Might be a full
limit. Any Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Well, yes, but if they said you had
$75 for premium.
Single barrel, yeah.
Well, that's single barrel?
Yeah.
That stuff
you
is
do
$100 so,
bucks an hour.
That's like being in heaven. How much does it cost to be in heaven?
Oh. Whoa, that's a big expensive cost there.
Yeah.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Yeah, I like it.
It's got a good beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, so.
It's fun to dance.
The guy named Michael Butler, he says he decided to introduce technology into the open bar concept, whereas you pay by the hour, you can stay as long as you want. You guys know there has to be a catch to this.
Oh, yeah. You run out of money, then you can't stay any longer.
They kick you out?
Yeah.
No. What they are doing is... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was you.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, really. What you have to do is... The open bar concept, what happens... No, the question was asked, how can this not turn into a drunken party of ecstasy, sexual experiencement, and wild music?
That's what I'd be aiming for.
Right. You know, if bar patrons can pay $10 to $20 and stay as long as they want and drink as much as they want.
Right.
Well, I know the name of the bar would be Changing Twos to Tens.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But this is how it's going to work in St. Louis, and I don't know if it's going to fly, but if it does, I don't know if I'm going to totally do this.
You're going to stay out of St. Louis?
You sign up, you give them your $10 or your entry fee.
Right.
Then they scan your driver's license.
Right.
And based on your weight and height, it tracks the number of drinks you have.
Oh, and then they hold back.
Once they decided that your weight and height had determined you had enough, then you don't get the...
Then it's no longer what I can drink in an hour.
You're cut off for the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a 4'8" guy that weighs 87 pounds would pay less.
He wears 97 pounds.
Would he pay less?
No, you'd pay the same hourly rate to have a shot and a half. You know, that'd be terrible.
So now how do you guys feel about this concept?
I don't know how you're against it, because you're in for technology putting chips in everyone's bodies and everything else. So
right?
They're just scanning a driver.
But those chips were not stopping me from turning, you know, tens to twos.
Well, they do the same thing. Eventually it would change license to a chip idea. Yeah. Just throw your chip in there.
But they didn't say that. They said show your license.
Yeah. Well, that's because that's what the technology is now. We're not running around with chips in us, really, for the most part.
Well, you can't say... You buy booze at an hourly rate, as much as you can drink, and then say...
then they say...
Oh, except that you can't have as much as you can drink. You have as much as we say you can have.
Yeah.
But you can't say that. You just have to say you have all you can drink all you can, all you want, but we're not going to tell you when this is all you can have. You know what I mean? Good, boss. So I'm saying so... I don't know if I'm down and green with this. You know, what happens if people don't have driver's license or IDs?
Well, you're going to be 21, shouldn't you? Although I guess...
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Registration and all that stuff.
Right, yeah. Right. Oh, okay. So this concept, I hope it doesn't catch on. We don't want to be in bars where you show your ID and then, you know, let's say you want to buy a female a drink. You walk up there and you get two drinks. Well, then, dink, dink, you got clout twice, right?
Yeah. Well, she's already paid for it, though. Although, you know, I guess you could say...
You could weigh in together.
Same scale, same time?
Yeah.
Give me a lot of drinks.
But you're not buying...
No, yeah. We good, boss. Right.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying that right now, I am on the clock. I can only drink X amount of beers, because it's all going to temple... An hour.
Yeah, but isn't there a difference, too? I mean, well, I guess you are buying the top shelf or the premium
What were we talking about?
Pap? I don't know.
Who is our
sponsor? Oh,
Jack Daniels.
Who's our future sponsor?
Yeah. Oh, no, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. Damn everyone, Paps.
But the thing is like, also, because if you're looking at craft beer, I mean, heck, I mean, some of this craft beer has three times the liquor of your Miller Lite that you always drink.
Yep.
Or three times the alcohol, excuse me.
I'm not in
three
it
times
for
the liquor.
I'm not in for the alcohol. I'm in for the less taste, less feeling. Taste, less feeling.
Yeah, it's less taste. Yeah. Oh boy, there goes the Miller Lite fun.
Ooh, yeah, they're gonna come after me. They're gonna take away my shoes.
Maybe it isn't your life's dream to have a case of Jack Daniel's single barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someday.
All right. So
in an hour,
general
brothers don't liquor. Remember?
No, we sticker. General consumption. It's gonna be consensus. We for it or we get it, Dr. Captain Clark.
We're for it. I like
Boys?
It very much.
I like to pay by the drink or by the pitcher or by the. I like
so
the way it is now.
Was any of that part of the for or against it?
Against it, I guess.
There you go. All right, Smuts?
I mean, price scales are all subjective wherever you go anyway. I mean, you could go to one place and pay, you could go to the liquor store and pay $40 for a bottle, $50 for a bottle of single barrel.
Right.
Or you could go to the club and get a bottle for $1,000. You know, with a table. Well, no, I mean, that's what you do. You buy a bottle for the table. Well, that's what people do.
Oh, okay, that's what has been done.
They'll go drop a bill or a thousand. What is a bill? Is that $100?
It's a grip. Huh? call it grip in the streets.
All right, yeah. So you drop that. So you know what? Fine, let it be. But then I have the choice of not going to it or not. So,
does anybody know what the hell he just said?
Pretty much.
All right. PWs.
I'm
for it or against it.
I'm against it. Because I really think beer should be free.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I want to vote you as the record of deeds guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that what he was? That what Michael was? The city's records of deeds.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to go ahead and do that. All right. So, Michael, you out. I hope this doesn't catch on. Too bad. So sad. Get to stepping.
Yeah.
Topic.
Welcome to my show.
You don't say.
Bang.
You don't say.
They killed Kenny.
Working pretty good.
That's controversial. You should. I don't know if you can say that on live podcast and radio.
Interpretation.
Yeah,
pretty offensive.
Okay, I'd like to call this topic here not the Doubletree modeling convention, but it's about the same.
Not the Doubletree modeling convention, but it's about the same.
Okay, so we've been doing
that
this show.
That was pretty long to remember.
We've been doing this show for a while. I don't know if you guys remember the Doubletree modeling convention.
I do.
It was where...
Free cookies? Chocolate?
No, we talked about this.
Yeah, it was where...
You could pay...
Old guy asked the girl out.
Pay for an hour.
No. An older gentleman asked the girl out on a date, and she refused him. So she pulled down her pants.
What?
And mooned him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you guys listen to the best of the Spike on the Mic Show, Volume 2, I think it's like the fifth episode.
Wow.
You will hear the replay. It is award deserving. Well,
yeah.
Another incident happened right over here in this place called the Clearwater.
Mm.
This gentleman by the name of Leonard Thompson.
Leonard Thompson.
55 years of age. He asked.
AKA Jim Baker?
Jim Baker? No, I said Leonard Thompson.
I think Leonard Thompson played for the Trailblazers back in the 70s with Bill Walton.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He's 55 right now. But anyway,
up in Clearwater.
He asked this lady out on a date.
Oh, did she say yes?
Unfortunately, she said no about this.
Oh, no.
He asked her politely. Even, you know, did all the right things. How you doing, pretty mama? What's happening?
Right.
Well,
are you doing pretty mama didn't
right.
do it?
Yeah.
He followed the right form. He was a gentleman.
He was a gentleman. Yeah. It didn't happen. She declined his offer.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Is that called dick blocking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leonard Thompson pulled out a machete on her and said,
"Oh,
I'm going to cut you up if you decide to not go out with me."
All right, I would change my mind.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'd go out with him for
that. Let's go right now.
Can we go to some place that doesn't allow machetes?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going
to... have to check your machete at the door.
We're not going to Bob Jackson's.
And then I'll run into the restroom and call an Uber and go out the back door and...
Well, speaking of that, she ran away and called the police.
Good, very wise woman.
Good option.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, of course, Thompson was arrested, and so he started yelling obscenities, of course, to the responding officer and everybody around.
Sure.
You guys probably know just
why is he mad? He's the one that had the machine.
Well, he did it the right way the first time.
Yeah, but he's a criminal, and he's been arrested by the police. Uh-huh. Having been the police, I know that everybody yells obscenities at that point.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they've been arrested before.
Yeah, well, no.
No, he was just trying to get
first-timers.
He was just trying to get a date. You know.
With a machete.
With a machete.
No, with this lady.
Oh, no, he didn't want to date the machete.
No.
He already had the machete.
Yeah.
Serious. He wanted to date this regular woman.
Right.
She, for some reason,
aggravated assault.
Turned him down.
Yeah. I'm not sure we gave you enough credit for pronouncing machete correctly.
That's true.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Give me some. I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce. What was that word? involuntary, no.
Yeah.
Involuntary psychology.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's different from machetes.
That's totally different.
Evolutionary
psychology. Yeah, evolutionary psychology. All right, so, like I say, I didn't feel we'd get too much run out of this, but I'm thinking
we
that.
We got a lot. Yeah.
Okay, how did it turn out? Did they get married and lived happily ever after?
Actually, it didn't. When she ran, called the cops. Cops came. They arrested him, and he's still in jail.
Yeah.
Well, let that be a lesson to us all then.
Yeah.
What is the lesson?
That's the worst thing about the cops. You know, every time you call them, they show up.
Why do they do that?
Yeah. I know.
I totally disagree.
Don't they have something else to do?
Like, there's never a time where they just biff the call. Like, oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, I'm in.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
We'll give you 30% off the next time.
Man, Krispy Kreme just did a whole new.
Hey, what's that? Donut light is on.
Can we take a poll? Can we take a poll now?
Was he caught with the machete? Did he have it? Did he brandish it? Or was he out there in the back chopping up bamboo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did he brandish it?
All right, here's something. We know he was white. Because he's still alive,
and
yes, had a machete.
And he was short, not white.
Okay,
oh.
All right.
And
he was short.
Yeah, they're not racist on this show.
No.
And he yelled obscenities to the officers in charge. So that's a situation where
he had to be short.
He had to have been short and survived this thing here.
Yeah.
So my theory is that the guy got away. So he's over in Clearwater. So he's still in jail. If you guys care to go help him out, but here's a little knowledge of nuggets I'm going to tell you guys.
Where does one get a machete in Clearwater?
If you ask a girl out and she refuses you, machete is not going to be the case. All right?
No, not a good idea.
As going back to the Doubletree Marlin convention, not even mooning. What about a knife?
Yeah, I mean it's not as big as a machete. It's not a.
No, I don't think a knife either.
No, what, a butter knife?
But they're in the
same. No, not even a butter knife. I think once a girl says. Especially if you've done everything just right. Right? I mean, you ask her out.
Right. You showed her your butter knife.
No.
Maybe with a pat of butter on it.
There's some. If you've asked her nicely and done it the right way and she says no, obviously there's something wrong with her.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Yeah, if she doesn't go for you. Yeah.
But listen,
because you did
knife.
Right.
Knife and machete are in the same family. Like, you go to a family reunion.
Sure. Yeah. There's Sharp Things family reunion.
Yeah, they're the Sharps. You go to the Sharps, yeah.
So a box knife, too, wouldn't work either way.
You messing around. It's in the family.
How about you show her a club?
Ooh, that's not it.
Well, that's like the caveman days.
Yeah, exactly.
You just drag them head
and drag them by their hair.
What about a frying pan? And that way she thinks either she needs to get hit or start cooking.
Right, yeah.
Does that go along with the, she better bring my beer open?
I wish I had that.
Hey, there's a theme going on.
All right, well, listen, we've dissected that. We've learned that that's not how it goes. And we got a text from people that said that we're cutting in and out. And I'm thinking it's inclement weather. See, I use that word. I've seen it on the commercial. We got inclement weather here. I don't know why that's messing with the internets. But let's go ahead and do a topic changing music.
Oh.
While
topic changing. While someone's handing me
while somebody's getting it.
Yes.
I didn't use inflection that time.
Is that really what the rap songs are like?
Yeah, you too. Yeah, it's rap. Really? It's mumble rap.
No, I mean that indistinguishable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Being of elderly distinction.
I mean, Roz can't understand regular rap.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Are they striving for Mongolian throat singing?
Voltuvian.
No. All right, so since I'm the tallest guy on this show.
Not Tuvian.
The tallest guy on
Tuvian.
The show.
Although I would think after a couple weeks ago, I would take Clark's knowledge over yours.
Yeah, remember I won the hip-hop contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say that Clark might be taller than you.
Hold on a second.
Where's Isis?
Hold on a
second. Rub it in her face.
What's one? Isis is the bad people, right?
No,
Isis was our server. A couple days ago. Yeah.
Oh.
She's lovely.
I was thinking about the, you know.
Oh my! Now you've made an enemy out of them.
Oh wow!
Oh, great.
God, I hope they get. Hey,
they'll be flying.
Go get the Jack Beans people with them.
I'm going to miss next week. All right.
Somebody's going to pull up in a car, just leave it there and run away, singing "Ala Bala Bala."
Yeah,
I don't know if that's what words are.
Those are the words.
That you're already in the hole, so it doesn't matter.
Or it was.
Okay. First of all, we were explaining mumble rap.
Yeah.
if you was of younger persuasion and taller,
right,
you'd understand. See, what they're doing in mumble rap, they're weeding out the short people. That's what they're they're doing. Only tall youth.
Oh, wait a minute.
But are even all the tall people don't like it.
Are you saying that tall people
love it.
Know what's being mumbled?
Yes.
Oh.
Hold on a second. Just because you run...
Or so they imagine.
Hold on a second. Dr. Calvin Clark, just because you didn't win because you answered a lot of questions in the rap competition. I knew the answers.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because you wrote them down.
The reason I'm saying that tall people don't all love mumble rap is because the only people I know who really listen to rap music are tall, and a lot of them say they don't like it. So it's not my opinion. It's...
Or you did a study?
I did a study.
Yeah.
At the university.
He's a doctor.
I did a study. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, yep. So yeah, no. Listen, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I know, not for a fact, I'm pretty sure that mumble rap is just for the tall people.
I would like it if maybe Dr. Captain Clark came up with a test on you with this stuff because you're bragging
that's
about
a good
how
idea.
You wrote it,
yeah,
and see what you really know.
That's we need a good to do idea. A study.
Okay, yes. Listen.
I think all the rap songs Spike likes start out with, well, my name is so-and-so, I'm here to say. Like that.
Open. Yeah. So that's rapping talk, not mumble rap?
No, that's rapping talk. Old school rapping talk. Rapping rap, as it
listen,
were.
You don't judge a book by the covers.
No, you
no,
don't.
No, but here's the thing.
Then why do they put covers on books?
Here's the thing.
To that.
The Beatles that. Were not mumbling.
Oh.
When they did.
Skeegle McQueagle.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Skeegle McQueagle, yeah. Miss Qua.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't say it quite clearly.
Yeah.
Mm. But being of tall persuasion, that's what we heard.
Hold on. You know what, though? I may actually think that Spike does know mumble rap better because Urban Dictionary defines it as a form of music that sounds like a stroke victim trying to deliver his speech. It is often incomprehensible and illogical.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But Spike understands it.
Did it say to short people? They should put that in there.
No, it just says it's often incomprehensible and illogical.
Au fond quoi. That's French for his mama speak. Now,
yeah.
How many people? Yeah. Remember when we did the Do You Speak Spike segment?
We did
last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a couple of weeks earlier. Yeah.
But I'm saying we do it for different guests.
I don't know.
Not
why.
Too many. No, because I wanted.
I know, but
learn to speak Spike.
But our listeners are hearing it over and over.
That's okay. They're hearing.
They love
this
it.
Over. Yeah, yeah. Listen. We did a what do you call a Nielsen research survey?
Oh, we did.
No, nope.
Yeah, I'm good.
Nope. No, we didn't.
Yeah, I thought you meant Nielsen, the artist, the musical artist Nielsen. No.
Who is that?
He's a mumble rapper.
From the 70s.
Was he tall or short?
He was short.
He was hanging out with Roy Orbison. I just want to throw that in the show. You've never heard Roy Orbison on another show.
No, you don't hear that.
Hey, did we do topic changing music?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. We just never got to the topic.
I like to call this.
We never got to the point.
The topic, even.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This topic I like to call Planes, Trains, and I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Planes, Trains, and I Ain't Going Nowhere.
Here's another interesting little story that happened in Orlando. So we're keeping it local.
Yeah. Local.
Normally we go international and all over the world, there's been a couple of exciting things happening.
There's a lot of international flights to Orlando.
There is. On a Delta flight, lady by the name of Jenny Clemons.
Jenny Clemons.
Right. She said she had to call the flight attendant because there was a lady sitting in her seat by the name of Sylvia Richter.
Sylvia, that's not your seat.
Yeah.
How in the world did she ever get there?
Exactly. So the flight attendant went and asked Sylvia to get out of her seat, get out of Richter's seat.
Yeah.
Sylvia said, I have 15A. I have 15A. You know, so now there's a bit of confusion.
So how'd she even get to the airport?
Delta employee says, maybe on a different plane? Sylvia said, no, I'm on Delta.
Well, let's see her ticket.
Supervisors and pilots came to get her to move to NOAC. No luck. So they asked Sylvia, Can we see some photo ID? What would be the next best thing to do?
Show your photo ID. Yeah.
No. Sylvia showed them a picture of her on her cell phone. Said, this is me.
This is my ID. Well, really? She wasn't wrong.
This is how this thing went down? Seriously?
So then the government people said, the flight people said, no, baby girl, you have to give us some government issue ID. She said, well, this is as good as it gets.
Here it is.
That's
my ID.
That's your.
How'd she get on the plane without an ID?
That's the thing. That's what they're wondering. Of course, the police had to be. Oh.
You can't even get airside without a
I don't know how Sylvia
license.
Did this.
Yeah.
The airplane.
She sounds annoying. Maybe they just gave up. Just let her go through.
The plane was taxiing down the runway when they asked for her ID.
Sure.
Because I guess the Vivian girl or whatever, I guess she was standing up.
I need to sit down in my seat.
Sylvia.
Yeah.
The white girl was standing up, right? White girl was standing up.
No, I think we said short.
Short girl was standing up, of course, and the tall girl was sitting down.
Oh, okay.
They stopped the plane on the tarmac.
Oh, the tires were smoking.
Stopped the plane on the tarmac. Called the cops. Sylvia, the short girl, went out kicking and screaming, cussing out everybody involved on the plane.
Well, yeah, she didn't do anything wrong.
No.
She
showed an ID when they asked.
She showed an ID.
Yeah, well,
she was sitting in 15A.
Yeah.
She was sitting in 15A.
Now, after about an hour and a half, they made everybody basically be strip searched, be patted down and searched.
What?
Yes. And then they brought in the search dogs because you guys know what the short girl was doing.
Oh.
How did she, which was odd because short people don't play with bombs.
No, they play with drugs, though.
Yeah, but we don't play with bombs because we're late with time.
Yeah. You don't think they were looking for bombs. They were looking for drugs.
Yeah, they were looking for drugs.
Yeah, yeah, they or, think she right, was.
But the whole plight of the story is, how did short, what's her name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia get on the plane.
How did she get
on? We don't know.
It's still
You're not revealing that.
To be determined. And I don't understand. The story just made me laugh that Sylvia left cursing out passengers, planes, and the man to drive the thing.
Yeah.
The pilots.
The plane driver.
The plane drivers. And all the customers or the passengers on the plane were thoroughly confused and scared. Now, question to the legal riffraff in the shipping containers.
3 hours. 3 hours they were delayed.
When the plane was stopped and everybody was, would you have continued to fly on that plane? And I start out with you, W's.
Yeah. I'd be upset that I was now pretty late.
You delayed.
Yeah, but
there would be no fear.
I'd be on a plane and it'd be time to go. No, I'm not thinking bomb at all with Sylvia.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
Captain Clark?
No, I'd fly the plane. Yeah. Weren't we supposed to be scared of flying the plane last week when it was the two Muslim gentlemen?
That's right.
I'd fly that plane, too. I'd fly all the planes.
Wow, you guys are rebels. All right, voice of reason?
I'd do exactly what they did. I'd be crazy to do anything different.
There you go.
And Smart?
Was Sylvia's last name Alabad?
You're going to leave me here and get blowed up too, aren't you?
Nobody knows what her last name is at this point.
Yeah, I know. That wasn't on her cell phone.
Yeah. Her photo ID.
Yeah.
Well, you guys will be happy to know that the plane was cleared to take off and it made it to Atlanta.
And with Sylvia?
All right.
Oh, no. Sylvia was arrested and removed with restraints.
She was famous.
They dragged her off the plane.
Can you believe that?
Kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. I'm still, to this day, this story does not identify how Sylvia got on the plane.
If you're Sylvia, at what point is it worth just, all right, I give up. You guys are right. I'll get off the plane. You mean you're in for a penny, in for a pound. You know, you've already made a big deal out of not showing your ID and not wanting to get off the plane voluntarily. You might as well just stay on and get dragged off.
Yeah, you might as well kick
the No, you're not going to save any dignity by just, all right, I give up.
Ooh, I'm not on this plane. I'm not on 15A.
You guys win.
When Sylvia was detained, they probably should just fed her with little small plates like on air plain plates and little bottles of liquor.
Nuggets.
She would have thought while she was sitting in the detained cell that she was on the plane. Wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
I would like for this woman to be researched and her real name known and put on a no-flight list.
Really?
Oh, good looking out for the American people.
You don't have that authority, though.
That's why.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Okay, I'm making a joke.
So,
are you the whistleblower? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Oh, that's right. He's the whistleblower.
So you mean to tell me?
I was just kidding.
If and one of y'all at the ticket gate, getting your ticket, and right next to you somebody says, "I'm Sylvia Richter," y'all not gonna say.
Richter, that sounds familiar.
Richter, I hardly knew her.
Yeah. You guys might decide.
But that implies that I remember anything from the show. So
One, especially when you stand at the ticket gate and Sylvia comes up and says, shows her ID on her phone.
Yeah. Is Sylvia two or an eight?
Huh?
Is Sylvia a two or an
eight? Oh, by the photograph?
Yeah.
It's a two.
She's getting up there, though.
I'll be doing another episode of this show before I fly, so I'll have brand new nonsense in my head.
Knock all that out, right?
Yeah.
Sheesh. All right, well, listen.
Is that working?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, good.
It has been an intrusively.
Intrusively?
It has been.
Sure has.
Ooh, that might be make this through speak spike. Remark that tape, 752.
Because I'm sure you don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I do.
Intrusively?
Yeah, I'm saying this has truly been.
See, I got it.
Intrusively.
This has truly been an award-deserving episode.
Oh.
Showed. So, of course, what we have to do, because that's what we do, we have to go around the room and we have to ask. It's like a little too early for that.
Is it?
It's stuck with you. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. A lot of us can talk a long time.
Do you want us to stretch?
Yeah.
What, stuck with you?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Or we can just, end like a minute early and then.
Let's do that.
Or go home.
Men with mustaches can come on.
Are
right?
those Amazon Prime trucks longer than regular trucks? That just looks longer, does it not?
That is longer.
They're getting. Special dispensation.
You know, they're bringing more Prime.
That doesn't even look legal.
Standard trailers are 40 feet.
Yeah, that's not.
That's 60.
Feet.
Yeah, it might be. 60. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's long.
That's a big Amazon Prime
part
truck.
Of the show, but
I hope
guys.
The listeners can
this
see
that. This has been
that,
trailer talk.
It's blue, and it's got to look like a Nike swish on it.
All right, listeners. The reason we're cutting in and out.
I hope he's got a Jake break.
Because we have bad inclement weather. I just wanted to say that.
I don't know. That doesn't make sense. Our stream has never broken.
Oh, well, I'm just going by what one of our tweeters said. Texters or whatever thing called. All right, right quick.
Yes.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me tonight is surprisingly, Steve is the whistleblower.
Mm.
Oh, wait. Now I said his name. Uh-oh. Now everybody knows it's Steve. Oh, no, wait, Steve said. Yeah, all right, never mind.
So, if he takes a sleep with the fishes, it's your fault. You realize this, right?
Sure, yeah.
That was your plan?
What if his sleep from the fishes comes from someone with a car bomb sitting right behind you next week's show?
Oh,
The Alibaba Babas?
Yeah.
Is it still his fault?
Oh.
I already said it, yeah. once I said it, then
once you've been thrown under the bus, there's no getting out from under.
All right, so Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Absolutely nothing today. I'm trying to think other. I know Steve is a whistleblower, but I think he was just kind of saying that.
So you don't. I'm not going to lead the witness.
No.
So you don't care the fact that the study done in Philadelphia.
Nah, honestly,
you don't care about
the
drink for an hour.
I would say that if you can get Jack Daniels to be our sponsor next week, then I think that's stuck with
us. All right, I have the emails. All right.
Oh, the music is coming.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Ooh. Voice of Reason.
I'm the whistleblower. I am the whistleblower.
Dr. Calvin Clark.
I'm the whistleblower.
Okay. The walrus.
Steve blows.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say thank you for participating.
Can I be restuck with that?
You can
Steve
stuck.
Blows, yes.
Steve is the whistleblower. Do not harm him. And please, people, don't come harming me when I did the Alibaba blah, 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 blah talk. I mean, that's what I hear. It's kind of like Dr. Calvin Clark did the mumble rap. That's what
Why were you
do.
Pretending to be on a camel when you did that?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. And we will see you guys next time, like in 483 hours or whenever next Monday is.